This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's Name That Dinner, Guess That Dinner, What Did I Have for Dinner Last Night? This is where we're starting the Robert Scott Bell Show pop quiz time, y'all. Put in your your guesses. What did Robert Scott Bell have for dinner to be in, I don't say in league with, but in, what is the word when you're in, you know, something with somebody, right? And it's not even cahoots. That's not what I'm talking about. Just to be in, like to say, y'all aren't the only ones, right? What did I have for dinner? Because that opens the Robert Scott Bell Show because of the outrage, the abject outrage of what Clemson's football team got to eat at the White House last night. And you'd almost think I was there. Almost, because, Super Don, I had a fast food hamburger last night for dinner.
You did?
I did, yeah. I finished up the show last night thinking, you know, I wonder what the Clemson Tigers are going to eat at the White House. Because, you know, the government's partial shutdown. Most of the staff is, like, furloughed in the White House. It's like, what do you think? Okay. Melania's going to cook for 200 hungry college-age football players? I think not. Mm-hmm. And so what Donald Trump did, President Trump did, he reached into his pocket and went out and ordered, I don't know, hamburgers and cheeseburgers and french fries and pizza from the local fast food restaurants of the District of Columbia. If you've seen the pictures, you're like, dude, if you're a college football player, you're like, dude, I'm so glad they didn't give us lobster bisque. I can't tell you.
Right.
This is all I want to eat, right?
Goose liver pate on a cracker, right?
Right. That's what every college kid wants to eat at the White House, right? I'm a football player. We just won the national championships, and we got goose liver pate. I don't think so. And so, yes. Isn't it just part of the Trump derangement syndrome to be outraged that Trump, out of his own money, not that he has a lot or anything, said, you know what, I'm going to bring in the stuff these kids are going to enjoy to celebrate their national championship here at the White House. Mm-hmm. I mean, are some of the leftists going apoplectic over this?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, Twitter. I mean suddenly everybody in the world that hates Donald Trump has become crunchy granola organic, people that how could you feed them all this horrible food? And I've seen people even go as far as to... somebody I know on Facebook, the picture that's going around is this picture of this table, right, in this dining room at the White House, and it is stacked. It is stacked with Big Macs and French fries and Domino's pizza and blah, blah, blah. And Trump is standing at the head of the table and with, you know, going, ta-da! And above him, up on the wall, is a painting of Abraham Lincoln.
What?
That's
outrageous.
And this individual was just
that's not the outrageous part, the picture of Abraham
Lincoln. The comment that went along with this from a pretty, he's a liberal, he's like, what would Abraham Lincoln be thinking right now? And I'm like, he probably would be saying, hey, can you pass me a Filet-O-Fish?
Pass me a burger or something, right? Like, wow, we didn't have those. Folks, you know, if there's something to be upset about, it's that he didn't choose the organic hamburger that I had, right? He didn't spring for the really good stuff. Now, Lord knows if there is an organic fast food restaurant in District of Criminals. I just don't know. Does Washington, D.C., with all of its progressivism and environmentalism and all of the numbnuttery that goes on there, do they have an organic fast food restaurant? Maybe do a search on that.
Maybe.
See if they do.
Yeah. I'm sure there's got to be something in D.C. that could have been an alternative. But
right?
Listen, Trump likes fast food. We know this.
He does. Yes. And I'd say critiqued him on it. It was like, you know, it'd be nice if he didn't do Diet Cokes and fast food. That'd be a really good thing. Melania, where are you on this front? Of course, our friend Darla Shine, I don't know if she'll have an impact on there with her husband Bill. I'm not even sure what Bill eats. I haven't asked Darla about that. But, you know, of all the things to be outraged about, how dare he get, you know, fast food burgers for kids that eat fast food burgers for, you know, basically that's their daily ritual.
That's college food, man.
Right.
You know, it just is.
And I ate that stuff in college because I didn't know better, right? I did not know better. And, you know, the point is, it's not something I eat every day as far as even organic, quote-unquote, fast food burgers. But it was like last night, it was like I was feeling it. My wife was going, I don't want to cook. I'm like, we have the option, so it's a great thing. We got it. Everybody was happy. They even have organic sweet potato French fries. Oh, my gosh, they're good. So I really indulged, had a great time last night with the meal. I didn't realize how much I was celebrating with the national champion, Clemson Tigers, in the White House. I didn't know. It was
you were channeling Donald Trump last night.
I think I was. Yeah. Something was going on there. But I wonder what Senator Chuckie Schumer ate yesterday.
Well, if he didn't yesterday, today he ate crow. From what I understand.
Yeah. Here, always a fun time when Chuckie Schumer can get called out. I don't mind that at all. What is it that he get called out of? Of course, you know, the leftists are just crying about the shutdown. As I've argued, the shutdown is actually a good thing for folks in America to learn that, you know, life will go on. In fact, we'll be better off with a little less or a lot less government. And, you know, that was my point to Jeffrey Smith as well. If you think that the FDA is protecting you, they are not. They're protecting the economic interests of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But Chuckie Schumer just doesn't get that. New York Senator Schumer, who there is no love lost for him here. Perhaps he doesn't care for us either, if he even knows who we are, which is fine. I can live with him not knowing who we are.
Well, if you remember back in the day, he called us. We were all part of the chattering class. You remember that?
That's right.
The chattering class. Yeah, the American people just really don't care.
Yeah. So what is Schumer saying we don't care about? Now, that's the question. By the way, did anybody guess that I ate a hamburger, fast food hamburger?
Well, you didn't really give us a whole lot of time to
you guys are quick, you know. Though. No, I didn't. You're right. No. I didn't wait on it. I just like, I'm just going for it. I'm just ready to go. You know why? Right. Why? Before I got on the air, I ate a chocolate-covered coffee bean.
Oh, so we're both caffeinated for the show tonight. This should be fun.
You can see it. It's like, Robert, what's wrong with you? Well, you know, I was feeling a little melancholy. It was just sort of like, just a little, you know what, I could pump this thing up, I think, just a little bit. And I had, right. We get an organic, chocolate-covered organic coffee bean. And
there you go.
I chewed one up right before we went to air, and I'm feeling it pretty quickly.
There you go. Now, on the Schumer thing, let me just preface that for the last, I don't know, maybe month or two, and we haven't talked about this, Schumer has been kind of trying to champion the folks in New York that do not have access to the shingles vaccine. Apparently, there's a lot of shingles going on in New York. And so this is something he's been talking about for a couple of months now.
Well, you know, it makes sense that there's a lot of shingles in New York because they promote chicken pox vaccines. They promote shingles vaccines. These people live a stressed out, burned out, adrenal burnout life. And this results in the manifestation of the chicken pox virus in adulthood, which manifests as shingles. Very painful. No fun. I'm not making fun of it. But the reality is Schumer wouldn't know what causes shingles if shingles just stepped out of the sewer and bit him in the aspirin. He wouldn't know. He's an absolute numbnut. I want to say the word idiot might be appropriate when it comes to medical issues, health issues, and Chuckie Schumer. Okay? Now, he says the reason we don't have the Shingrix vaccine is because of the government shutdown. He said it. Now, if you don't believe, you think we're making it up just because we like to make fun of Chuckie Schumer, give a listen to this. Give a listen, because he said it, not me.
We've had shortages of all sorts of things. Insulin, right?
Yes.
Right. And other kinds of... But the FDA has stepped in and done a good job. But right now, because of the shutdown, they're paralyzed. Declare it an emergency. Get more people to work and do the thing you normally do so we can get shingle shots here on Long Island and in the New York metropolitan area.
Declare it an emergency? It's a shingles emergency.
He wants the FDA to declare an emergency in New York because of a shortage of the shingles vaccine.
Wow. What if Trump declared an emergency at the southern border and decided to build a wall?
Oh, that's a manufactured crisis. No. Manufactured crisis.
I was thinking what happened here is that they've been delivering all of the shingles shots to the border to build the wall with it. We'll make it out of those syringes.
Hey, you might need shingles on the wall. I don't know.
Let them try to climb over those syringes, huh? How's that? Yeah, pretty cruel and unusual. Shortages of insulin, right? Dude, this guy is just, he's a piece of work.
Well, Robert, there's a good punchline to this story.
Yeah.
Because Schumer came out and he said, oh, the shutdown, it's paralyzed. Oh, we don't have the shingles vaccine because of the shutdown. It's, you know, basically, it's Trump's fault that you don't have that you have the shingles, right? So, yeah, after he made this statement, lo and behold, GlaxoSmithKline said, no. Charles Schumer, listen, we need to correct you on this. There was a shortage before the shutdown. And there's probably going to be a shortage long after the government reopens again. This has nothing to do with the shutdown. Straight from GlaxoSmithKline, the makers of Shingrix.
So what it was and what it is that they have been so effective at promoting the Shingrix vaccine, so effective at the lies and promotion, of course, the help of the federal agencies like CDC to promote these things, that they have a shortage of it due to demand. In other words, market forces, although that's an artificial monopoly market force, because if we were to come out with a homeopathic shingles remedy, which we already know about, in fact, Dr. King has them, who knows if they'll let him bring it back out, there would be no ability to promote it heavily because the FDA would probably try to shut him down again, and the FTC would say, you can't say that, there's no proof. Even though the homeopathic materia medica is indicative of all the materias medica, indicative of what each remedy grandfathered in the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938 into the pharmacopoeia. But legally recognized drug system, they want to reverse your ability to access that. Oh, by the way, silver hydrosol stops viral replication and selenium. That's all you need, Chuckie Schumer. Selenium. Is there a selenium shortage? No, because your federal government will not allow people to tell the truth about what it can do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, he's back, and I'm glad to have him on board anytime he's available. His name, Jeffrey Action Jackson. I always throw the action in there because he's a man of action. He's writing all the time. He's digging. He's researching. And he helped connect me with Dell to get on last week on the High Wire to talk about the Real ID that supposedly comes into full force October of 2020 in these United States, despite the danger and inevitability of what I see, based on what happened in Argentina, of the linking to biometric data, tax ID status numbers, like Social Security numbers, and vaccine or medical records to IDs, driver's licenses, and passports. So, is this a pharmaceutical fantasy gone wild, Jeffrey?
It looks like it. It really does look like it. It looks like, with all due respect to the Argentinian people, they kind of got caught sleeping like the Californians did in with SB 277. They thought, this can't happen to us. It's not going to be this bad. And, you know, lo and behold, this new vaccine law comes in. There was both chambers of Congress did not debate it in Argentina, from what I understand. There was no political discussion. There is one negative vote against it, and it's the most authoritarian vaccine law I have seen, really the world is seeing, and it's kind of jaw dropping. And unlike California, this is for the whole country of Argentina, not just one state like in California.
Yes.
So Sally Alcordi, you were on her show, and there was a gentleman from Argentina that was. Amazing show because he was giving kind of like the eyewitness account on the ground. But for those people that haven't heard about this, I know you covered it. We wrote about it as well. This forces the entire 20 shot schedule in Argentina on both adults and children, and they're going to need these, the adults, before they can get driver's license, passports, and what's called national identity documents down there. So that's kind of like becoming real ID in the United States.
Right.
Now, articles outside of Argentina are saying they're going to be putting vaccinators, that they call them, at the place where they get the driver's license. So you can get the shot there.
Can you imagine this, Jeffrey? You go to renew your driver's license or to get a passport at the post office, and they're like, well, let's check out your shot record here. Oh, you're tied into the Real ID biometric database. Okay, we'll let you go. I'm sorry, you didn't get your flu shot this year. Or, let's see, did you get your booster for the pertussis? Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to, oh, wait, but that's okay, right? Yeah, the line over there? Yeah, that's for the shots. You see all those sheeple over there? Just get in line, and then we'll get you your passport. I'm telling you, this is not a fiction or science fiction. This is the inevitability unless you push back and stop. And, I've been quiet about it for a lot of years, and I can no longer remain quiet about this, Jeffrey.
And all due respect to you, because it's the people that are out front talking about this at the beginning. They may get laughed at or attacked, but, go to Argentina and see how it is. They call those control points, by the way. That's what the media is controlling them.
Control points.
Calling them in Argentina control points to have the vaccination people sitting at the driver's license place. Also, the law, this is what made me even scratch my head even further and just really understand, having watched this vaccine rollout worldwide, this law puts it all in there. The law establishes mandatory advertisement, and all public health policies must be published and promoted in the media. So essentially, that's already happening here in the U.S., but it's kind of a wink-wink, nod-nod gray area. In Argentina, they're just throwing it all on the table, saying our media will now be pro-vaccine, period, and this law establishes money for it. No more anti-vaccine or, quote, vaccine injury deniers will be running the media at this point. So Argentina has a major uphill battle, and like you have been warning, and myself as well, the U.S., please do not let this Real ID Act come in fully, because they will, as you said, they will tie the vaccination record to this.
Yeah, and folks, just step back, take a deep breath, pray a bit, get connected to source, because this is going to be, it could be a battle royale. I mean, it could be a pushback and we could succeed, but we've seen the delay, but they have the wherewithal to keep pushing, saying, you know what, this is how we're going to implement. If the people in your state want to get on an airplane or go to a federal building, you're going to have to, basically acquiesce to our demands on the federal level, an unconstitutional, unfunded mandate that says the people can no longer get on airplanes. Okay? Now, a lot of people in states want to get on airplanes, so they go, oh, we better roll over. Instead of pushing back and going, you know what? You have no authority to demand biometric data, to tie in social security numbers to ID cards in violation of the Privacy Act of 1974. Anybody remember that? Much less the promise back at the early years of the Social Security Administration, the number. That would never be used as a national ID. Oh, really? Show me your papers. Where are my Jewish friends out there? Do you remember the Stars of David? This is an implementation of that on a broader scale, folks.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is President Trump's next pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. He's testifying before a Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was asked how the American people should think of the Mueller investigation.
I think that there were allegations made of Russian attempts to interfere in the election. And as I understand it, Mueller is looking into those allegations.
British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a tough defeat Tuesday as British Parliament overwhelmingly rejected her Brexit deal with the European Union. A dejected May has words for the Parliament.
It is clear that the House does not support this deal, but tonight's vote tells us nothing about what it does support.
May's withdrawal agreement went down by a vote of 432 to 202. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. Well, I don't know if we can get the Clemson football team behind this awareness campaign about Real ID, but if we did, we would win. They're a pretty good team, I have to say. If you like collegiate football, they're a pro team. One pro team against another. But Clemson did win, and they ate fast food burgers at the White House. So in celebration, I ate a fast food burger, but it was all organic last night for dinner. So I don't know what you're going to do about that. But I got Jeffrey Jackson on, so it doesn't matter. We got some good stuff to discuss. Now, Jeffrey, any more on the Real ID, the alerts that we're putting out there? Obviously, we've got more ongoing developments that we're going to be covering together and, you know, on every show we can. But maybe there's also some good news stories, scenarios that we can also relay.
Yeah, the narrative, the vaccine narrative, is completely falling apart. It just hasn't hit mainstream yet. Actually, I should say it hasn't mainstream yet, because Cheryl Atkinson just did a story, and it was opinion paper was posted on thehill.com, and that article, I'm sure you covered that, was how a pro-vaccine doctor reopened debate about the link to autism.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of parents, this debate never closed because they live with it, but we have a Department of Justice expert witness who basically said, I told the Department of Justice that the omnibus case that was supposed to be giving, I guess, legal, what do you want to call that? Not cover, but...
I was thinking cover, but yeah, I mean, basically a legal basis to deny the omnibus proceedings that, you know, would deny 5,000 families compensation because there was no evidence that the vaccines are linked to autism, which is what this expert Zimmerman, Dr. Zimmerman, had said in previous testimonies or basically as a expert witness for the government, for the Department of Justice, you know, to prevent any linkage.
Yes, and he explained that, yes, in a subset of children, vaccine-induced fever and immune stimulation will cause or can cause regressive brain disease with the features of the autism spectrum disorder. And he was relieved of being a witness after he told the Department of Justice attorneys that. And he warned them that it could be a case. So they still used his name and misrepresented him and said there is no link between vaccines and autism. So this is a big-time issue. This is a criminal fraud situation at this point. And I know Robert Kennedy Jr. is calling for Congress to look into this because this is a big issue. On the other side of the country, the other side of the world, Italy, the Corvalva Institute is an advocacy group with a scientific arm, and they just put out their independent investigation, scientific investigation of Gardasil 9, and they found that within Gardasil 9, there's supposed to be 9 antigens, HPV antigens. There's only 7, and it's missing type 11 and type 58. Now, type 11 is one of the subtypes that's the most commonly associated with cervical lesions. Type 58 is a subtype that's frequently associated with cervical cancer. Those aren't in the vaccine they study. So it cannot possibly, by any stretch of the imagination, protect against those HPV strains. In addition, they found that 338 chemical contaminants were detected. 10 of those were chemical toxins. So there's a big issue there. Now, that was on the heels of their Infanrix hexa chemical composition testing, and found the same thing there. The hexa refers to 6 antigens, and we had talked about this earlier. They found none of those antigens.
None. No antigens.
They're worthless.
Right. So yeah. What was the point of the shot? That's the question, is if they don't care about eliciting antibody responses, then obviously there's something else going on. What else is in the vaccine? What did they find? What is it for? And you begin to understand that the vaccine program was never about eradicating disease, but creating disease. Yeah, differently manifested, maybe named, maybe not named at all. But the claims that, oh, we eradicated disease, garbage. Garbage. And I'm being nice by saying the word garbage.
Yes, and so this is front and center now. This is out in the mainstream. It's non-debatable, and it's continued to be found, and this is on the back of nanoparticle and metal contaminants found also in Italy by Antonietta Gatti and associates out of their research lab. This was glass was found in vaccines in 2013 and multiple vaccine makers. So to try to force these vaccines when, one, they don't have the antigen, and two, they have major contaminants. None of this is being addressed, by the way. There's no public statements being put out by vaccine manufacturers saying, you know what, we're going to look into this. Just completely being ignored, and of course the mainstream media is ignoring it as well. So this is where they're racing towards this real ID. They're racing towards this mandatory vaccination. But at the same time, their whole paradigm is falling apart under their feet because mm-hmm. it was never built on anything substantial to begin with.
And so what they do is they have to get a bigger megaphone and yell louder and more frequently to basically annoy us enough that we'll go, all right, just give me the shot already. I mean, that's all they got. That's what they got left. Now, there are people that are so deluded, we call them the pro-vaccine fanatics, cultists, skeptics. That's, again, being nice. that are arguing about the Zimmerman case. Oh, Dr. Zimmerman, he's now a discredited whatever. He's not even a doctor. I mean, you won't believe the lies that they're coming up with to try and throw people off of the scent, acknowledging that the government's own expert acknowledged that in a certain subset of children that these vaccines can manifest as autism, the adverse events. But don't try to convince those folks. Those are typically paid shills or just true believers in a cult. And that's not who you want to waste your energy on. But continue to get this information out there. Share Jeffrey Jackson's articles. Share the High Wire with Del Bigtree. Share Mike Adams Natural. All of these alternative or new media sites that are actually, you know, speaking clearly about the evidence coming out, about the fallacy of vaccines, the danger of them, etc., and what the real agenda is, because it isn't your health. So we.
And that brings us to the article. Stepping back and looking at this whole thing. I wrote the article called How We Become Unwilling Participants in Medical Trials. So when we accept these vaccines or are coerced into getting them through laws, we are becoming participants in medical trials because these vaccines, and it's not just vaccines. You can use opioids. You can use psychiatric meds. You can use, going way back, Vioxx, thalidomide. There's a big history of this all the way back to Tuskegee with the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. These are experiments at best, and the studies that gave the medical community, at least in the more recent cases, the authority to do this were not tested against placebo controls. They were tested against other vaccines with their own risk profiles, typically worse risk profiles, so the vaccine being tested looks better. Or in the case of Gardasil, they were tested against aluminum, a really nasty aluminum called AAHF. And this is like a supercharged version of aluminum that was never approved to be injected. It's proprietary, so independent researchers can't get it from Gardasil to test it. So they have no clue about what this stuff does. And these are being injected into kids and girls and now adults. So this is, anybody taking Gardasil, no, when you start digging into the pre-trial records and clinical trials, they have not proven this to be safe because they never tested it correctly. They sidestepped scientific methods, and they used, instead of a placebo control or what's called a comparator, which is, which is another vaccine, they used aluminum. So we're kind of the final phase of testing, and here's the problem. We're supposed to have a vaccine injury compensation and a vaccine events adverse events reporting system that are online and infallible. These things are terrible. Harvard's independent study of them said they may only catch 1% of all reactions. So untested, and there's no way to find out in the real world right now what's happening, how damaging these things are. But I can tell you as a journalist from the reports I've written, it's devastated girls all throughout the world. Colombia, Ireland, Japan. It goes on and on. UK, Denmark, even the US. This is a bad situation. So everyone needs to do their research. I don't tell people what to do, but everyone needs to do their research and know this is a medical industry that will test on you without batting an eye and is testing on you. And you don't have much of a recourse if you get injured by these vaccines. Read the book Vaccine Court by Wayne Rohde. He'll tell you all about it, how hard it is to get any type of compensation.
You know, this may be worse than what I've said. If you do what's known as polypharmacy, for instance, you go to your doctor puts you on one medication, you go to another doctor, your doctor puts you on one or two others, right? You begin to compound these. Soon enough, you're on 5, 10, 15 medications. Even at the point of two, your first two, you could go back and look and study and say, you know, which of these two drug combinations were studied prior to approval so that we know that they're safe to be given in combination. There were no studies. It's only aftermarket reporting. You know, how many deaths are occurring? Well, not too many, so hey, no big deal. We won't even mention it. Or if it rises to the level of, there might be some problems here, we might put slap a black box warning label on it, but we'll still allow it on the market. And, with the vaccine issue, it's like, my gosh, there's no antigens in there. They're just contaminants in there. They don't test against placebo. On and on and on. This becomes an obvious, I would say, when you step back and you're not, drinking the vaccine Kool-Aid, you realize you're dealing with a massive criminal conspiracy, a massive criminal enterprise to weaken the species, weaken the population, induce illness, sickness. And some would say on one level, oh, well, it's just for profit. I say it's much more sinister than that. And occasionally we talk about it at that level. But even if it's just for profit, these are ill-gotten gains. There's nothing wrong with profit, which is defined as, profit, gain severed from capital, basically, profit. But the idea in a monopoly and with government mandates, with government deception, with deception at the level of agencies that are deigned to protect you, when in reality they're protecting the marketplace for big pharma, and should those big pharma products harm you, they're protecting the makers of those drugs and or vaccines from liability. So it's a scandal of as big a proportions on a global scale as ever there could or has been, Jeffrey, and I don't know how we can communicate it any more clearly. We just got to keep at it, a little bit chipping away, and more people wake up to see this reality.
Yep. That was one of my first aha moments when I was watching, actually, The Truth About Cancer, the first series. And one of the doctors said, you know, when people are given 6-7 meds during, you know, for cancer, to fight their cancer, none of that's tested. They're only tested in isolation and not together. I said, whoa, that's right. I never thought about that. Even knowing that is a big aha moment for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Let that light go on for you and share it. Share Jeffrey Jackson's articles. We have them here at robertscottbell.com, linking out to jeffreyjackson.com. If you're not sure how to spell Jeffrey, just come to robertscottbell.com. You'll see how it's done there. Jeffrey, amazing as always. Keep digging, and we'll do more together as soon as we are able to do it. We're back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What are y'all here for? I see that the most of the people in the chat room watching us on YouTube, Super Don, are here for dancing, apparently. So we now have to put...
Yeah, there was quite a discussion going on there, yeah.
And I blame Grandma Mickey, my mom. She's like, let's talk about dancing. Yes, my son is trying to make the world a better place, and all they want to do is dance. No, that's good. Dancing is something that will make the world a better place. I agree. I'm teasing. Yes, if you can dance. Not if you can dance like me. That might not make the world a better place. Well, it might be, because people will laugh. But, hey, you know, what about if you laugh so hard you start coughing? What should you do? Should you grab a cough drop? Should you grab some Primatene Mist? Oh, wait, no, they banned the ingredient. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
We've got some people in the chat room over on YouTube right now suggesting things like honey.
Okay.
And grapefruit juice with grated ginger and honey. Honey seems to be the common theme here, and I've heard of that.
Wait, ex Michelle, that's our RN intelligentsia. Is she throwing some vodka in that? I don't know what's going on. It sounds like a cocktail, doesn't it? Grapefruit juice, grated ginger, and honey. Not that we drink here. That's not what we do, but I'm just saying. Honey and lemon in a hot drink.
Honey, well, I've heard a lot. Honey and tea is something a lot of people will use as a cough suppressant.
Mm-hmm.
When they've got a cough, but apparently we've got one here. I don't know. I think people might be more in favor of. Yeah, maybe.
And in fact, the honey thing is interesting because it's like a thicker. It'll coat the area, and they talk about that being a part of the benefit. Well, now they say, well, never mind the honey and lemon. The best cure for a cough is chocolate. Wait, is it chocolate? Nice. I don't think I said chocolate loud enough. The best cure for a cough is chocolate. Yeah. I knew the kids were sleeping.
There we go.
The kids were just not there paying attention. And what is this all about? It's not about drinking hot chocolate either, because that moves on down. We want the thick, gooey stuff that will kind of coat your throat. And it's not just the coating of the throat, but apparently there are actually measurable, plausible biological pathways of benefit here.
Indeed, a research group at the University of Hull in Yorkshire, or Yorkshire, ooh. I don't know how you...
I don't know if Yorkshire... Well, Yorkshire pudding, will that coat your throat? Anybody know?
You know,
I'll have to ask my wife.
I've looked up the recipe for Yorkshire pudding, and it doesn't sound very exciting to me.
Well, what if you add chocolate
into it?
It's like,
it's like egg, flour, and water.
Add some chocolate. Add some chocolate, and then it's interesting. And it'll help cure your cough.
Anyway, they conducted a small study, and apparently they found some people to cough and gave them chocolate. And it helped stop the cough, but I guess you were alluding that maybe there might be some other things going on there, too?
Yeah, they say it has demulcent properties of cocoa, demulcents. I guess there's some things that they use with cough syrups and things being demulcents. But they say honey, lemon, sugary syrups, there's something more with chocolate, even though there's similar aspects. They talk about...
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but have you noticed that over time, they keep coming out with these articles about how good chocolate is for you, right?
Yeah.
We've had actually guests on the show talking about chocolate before, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh,
talking about the health benefits of chocolate.
Liana, for sure.
Was it? Yeah. There's like flavonoids and stuff and everything. It's in the, how do you pronounce it? Cacao.
Cacao.
In the cacao.
Or as we say, cacao, cacao. they said that there's pharmacological activity in inhibiting effects on the nerve endings themselves that can, you know, limit some of that reaction. Now, remember, coughing has a purpose.
Yeah.
If you've got something that needs to just get on out, right, you're going to cough it up, phlegm. Now, in the article, they also say, oh, that's nonsense. There's only one kind of cough, dry cough, wet cough. That's not. Listen, I get it. The cough is the cough is the cough. It's just, what is it producing? Is it pulling something up or not? Because we know in homeopathy we have different remedies for a dry cough, a hacking cough, a this cough, a that, you know, but I always start with bryonia. I always start with bryonia alba because of the liver impact. Liver detoxification related to lungs, kidneys too. And then we move on to antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia. Drosera is another cough remedy in homeopathy. And finally, I mentioned antimonium tartaricum. How about toasted SpongeBob, which is known as Spongia tosta? So we have remedies. You can nebulize silver hydroxide. In fact, lobelia, one of the greatest remedies for the lungs. And, of course, if there's something in the lungs, you got to cough it up. You're going to heal the lungs in a deeper, deeper way. Page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, by the way. Good loving for your lungs. And now, organic chocolate for your cough. I think everybody can say this has been the greatest show ever when chocolate is the remedy, right? Thank you, Jeffrey Jackson, for being with us tonight. And for all y'all that want to do more, we're going to. Not 3 hours, not yet. Two. Global threats to health. Or threats to global health. We'll figure it out. Hey, fever, why is it good? We're going to get into the details of that. And how can fasting help you overcome cancer? And finally, shaving toxic masculinity, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.